welcome. We're opening the doors to the Radio Thrift Shop. Digging in the crates for 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, older and newer cassette releases, and compact discs. We're going to find classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library and production music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Let's explore the thrift shop. On today's broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop, at least for the first part of the program, we're going to dig into some 78 RPM shellac. Let's drop the needle.
From out of the sky, my little love nest is just a dream nest. A babbling brook rolls by. It's like a melody from out of the sky. It's just like paradise to somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be, gee. It's just like heaven, it sounds like heaven to hear a baby cry. Like a melody from out of the sky. Thank you. somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be.
Digging into some oldies there from 1926. That was Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with Mountain Greenery. And before that, from 1928, we heard B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Orchestre with Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky. Well, I hope you're enjoying these melodies out of the sky on your radio. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. We cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. We'll be back with more shellac right after this.
Exploring science in the sea. Setting up an offshore oil rig takes a lot of time and money and a lot of thought about the environment. And so does taking one down. California, for example, is pondering what to do with a couple of dozen platforms that have shut down or that are about to. And researchers have looked at what might happen to fish around those rigs. Offshore platforms make good reefs. Mussels, oysters, and other shellfish latch on to the structure. Dead shells fall around the rig, providing good hiding places for small fish and other critters. That attracts larger fish, Scientists looked at studies of fish populations around 24 rigs, mainly in Santa Barbara Channel, from 1998 to 2013. Several of the rigs are about ready for retirement. The researchers looked at fish counts made by divers, robotic submarines, and commercial trawlers. They then estimated what might happen to those populations under three different scenarios. In the first scenario, the entire platform would stay in place. And not surprisingly, that would have no impact on the fish in the area. In the second, the entire rig would be hauled away. In that case, the total amount of fish would drop by 95%. And in the final scenario, the rig would be chopped off 80 feet below the surface. That would chase away only about 10% of the fish. No decisions have been made yet about how to handle the retired platforms, busy habitats for fish off the California coast. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. All right, we're digging into the oldies. Here's the Four Aces.
Thank you.
the Peerless Quartet from 1924, singing about my old New Hampshire home. And yes, I do have an old New Hampshire home, built in 1816. Before that, Persian Rug by the Mac Alpineers from 1928. And we started off with the Four Aces and Singing in the Bathtub. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're kind of spinning some 78s right now on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for tuning in and supporting homegrown and homemade radio.
And lay 'em down, learn to do the razzmatazz. get home until morning. Everybody's full of jazz, oh, in the loving land of
Caroliners from 1925, Sitting on the Top of the World. Before that, we heard Marion Harris with Take Me to the Land of Jazz. And we started off with Phil Spitalny and his orchestra, or is it Spitalny? All right, I Want to Meander in the Meadow.
Fossils, the remains of prehistoric life forms, can be found in many parts of the world, and finding them is often a question of knowing where to look. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, the first thing, you want to look in sedimentary rock. So there are three basic types of rocks, igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary.
Stephen Shimrich is chairman of the STEM department at Ulster Community College in New York.
Igneous rocks form when molten rock or magma cools and crystallizes. Just think of a lava flow coming out of a Hawaiian volcano as that cools and forms solid rock. You're not going to find fossils in there. Anything that falls in there is going to just melt away. Metamorphic rocks are pre-existing rocks that get buried and altered by high temperature and pressure. And during that process, if there was any fossil material in the original rock, it's destroyed by that high heat and pressure generally. So sedimentary rocks, the third major group, are basically sediments that accumulate in some environment on the seafloor or in a riverbed, any place where you have sand, gravel, clay, silt accumulating, and living things around that get entombed in that sediment. And under special cases, they can then be preserved. Generally, the material has to be buried relatively quickly and protected, sealed off from oxygen and decay, bacteria. under some conditions, the things can be preserved. Typically, it's the hard parts of the organisms, shells or bone material or teeth. Generally, the soft tissue rots away and is not preserved, although in some exceptional cases, you do have soft-bodied fossils.
We'll hear more about finding fossils in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
You've ventured into the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's always something spinning on the turntable. From 1925, that's Roger Wolf Kahn and A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to invite One Deck Pete now to do a set. This is One Deck Pete presenting Oldies But Goodies.
Crude-looking instrument, but one that was destined to develop the modern miracles of radio. Marconi amazed the world by sending and receiving wireless messages 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Since its invention, wireless has saved numberless ships and human lives from ocean disaster. Mankind can never forget its debt to Guglielmo Marconi.
One Deck Pete presents Oldies But Goodies.
dear to heart.
On the old banjo. All the young girls begin to sing, some of them begin to shake that thing, some of them throw themselves on the floor, shouting, Uncle Joe, give me more, give me more. A fella and his lover came in that night, himself and Uncle Joe nearly fight. For when he tell his lover, come go, she says, look, I'm waiting for Uncle Joe. That night Uncle Joe was so vexed, coming here I really regret. First the young girl shake up the thing, cause me to bust up my banjo string. Just tell me what you intend to do. Don't you know I'm engaged to you? I don't want to see nor to know. I'm not that loving up Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, boy, you come in time. Who did he now make up his mind? Tell the world I am going to whine from 8 o'clock until 9:30. A school teacher was there that day. This is what I can bung to say. She took a drink and she break away and shake that thing for 6:30. Singer Uncle Joe, please meet with Barry Barrow and Mr. Cyril Monroe. Play that thing with the old banjo.
No
matter what went out over the air, people were fascinated by radio and they listened.
It's hard to believe that you could pick something out of the air.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a very young Louis Armstrong there on trumpet. That was the Sugarfoot Stomp. And before that, we heard Nahful Brandwine and Donatella from 1923. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to a lot of 78s on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. If you'd like to listen again, all of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number for all.net. You can always contact me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. It's never the same program twice or even once, so you tune in. You never know what I will be spinning on the turntable.